Hey, again, we trust you remember that meeting as well. Now, I'd like to take a basic little look at some matters from the Epistle to the Hebrews tonight. And we'll read in chapter 1, the Epistle to the Hebrews and chapter 1. Verse 10, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Chapter 6, for a reading. Chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Now, chapter 12, I think, I'll be referring to other well-known verses in the letter. Chapter 12, it brings before us the Lord Jesus in verse 2, the author and finisher of faith. And verse 12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Verse 27. This word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And just over the page, or the next chapter, a verse or two, chapter 13, verse 7, the guides who have passed on, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And I think that will do for reading. As I say, there are other verses I'd refer to. Of the often quoted and much remembered speeches of Mr. Churchill, I think that one of the most frequently quoted and referred to is that rather short speech that he gave at the prize giving of the school in Harrow towards the end of 1941. He was going back as a guest speaker to the school where he himself had once been a pupil. 1941 had been quite a year for the British nation, with the war and the various threats and so on. Churchill had been at the school the previous year. And I'll read the quote. I have it here before me, just a short